come, nobody wants to use the word genocide anymore. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But you don't have to wait for the politicians. Today, we'll share what you can do about it. Plus, we'll take a look at major stories involving a virus and the face of a global crisis. But first, the European Parliament broke out the G word this week, voting unanimously to call ISIS persecution of Christians a genocide. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA explains why that's a big deal.
Historically, it's rare that we see action on behalf of the international community unless something is labeled genocide.
The next step? Getting the United Nations on board. U.S. leaders are still hesitant to use the G word, but now that Europe has spoken,
it's just increasing the likelihood that America will do more to help these Christians and other groups.
You don't have to wait for political leaders to help, though. Through Open Doors, you can encourage fellow believers and help refugees learn about Christ.
But the most important thing and the number one thing we hear from our brothers and sisters around the world who are being persecuted is that we pray for them. And so we've got several prayer points and continue to have news stories and updates for prayers on our website, which again is opendoorsusa.org.
You've probably been hearing a lot about the Zika virus. Well, while it's spreading through Latin America, it appears there's a connection between this and a debilitating birth defect. As a result, there's been a push toward legalizing abortion in those areas. We spoke this week with Michelle Schaun of Life Matters Worldwide about the outbreak.
If women are infected by the mosquito during pregnancy, it's believed that there's a rise in microcephaly, which is the brain doesn't develop fully. Abortion doesn't cure the Zika virus or cure microcephaly. It only kills.
The virus is causing a lot of fear. So where's God in this situation that seems so scary?
Human beings are made in God's image.
I'll tell you what, let's pray for both the born and the unborn victims of Zika and for Christ's love to shine through the fear surrounding this issue. You're listening to Mission Network News. Somewhere in Africa, it doesn't really matter where, Grace fled from a war. See, she's a widow and a mother of two little kids. Grace found a refugee camp, but what was left of her family nearly starved to death there. Teams from Global Aid Network, or GAIN, arrived in the nick of time with a wealth of blankets, milk for the baby, and food. Thanks to people like you who prayed and gave, refugees like Grace are hearing the good news of great joy that will be for all people, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. For this next story, there's no smooth transition. We're just going to have to jump to Uganda, where many women and children make their way to the capital city, Kampala, only to have to beg in the streets to survive. Mark Lucky with Every Child Ministries.
We had been working many years with Karamoja kids who had come to Kampala for various reasons. And so we began to look at starting a project in Karamoja, in their homeland. If we could start do community development, do spiritual development, get the kids in school, do anything we could to keep the kids in a better environment at home.
Because Karamoja is such a poor area, it takes two sponsors to actually fully sponsor one kid. But it's well worth it.
The kids are able to go to school. They're able to have the proper clothing and school supplies. They're able to get a good meal every day. They get spiritual guidance.
And her last story is from Guatemala. Guadalupe is raising her nephew, Jose, after he was abandoned as a baby. One day, Jose visited a church across the street that's being supported by AMG International. And he started sharing what he heard with Guadalupe. Next thing you know, hope took over, and they both started following Christ. With AMG's help, Jose's going to school, and Guadalupe is part of a sewing project for single moms. Their story reveals purpose in God's image. Details on everything you just heard are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Set Free Ministries is offering the booklet, Who I Am in Christ. It's a resource to help you better understand your identity, and it's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.